9/14, so 7/14/2018, and we'll clear the date for you. Okay, here we go. So let's clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I have the light being intervened on the monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And that's good. And next, let's release a timeline from you of the situation. So here we go. Think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring our co-host on, Ann. So, Ann, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you so much, and good evening, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That was Ron Ametron sort of getting us clear, not sort of, getting us clear before the start of the show, as he does every show here on BBS Radio. Ron does 4 live shows every week, and BBS airs 2 repeat shows from a few years back that explains a lot of the things Ron does. Essentially, he is bringing us source energy healings, and they are wonderful and top of the line. We had a live healing call this afternoon that many people listening, I'm sure, were part of, and we'll talk a little more about that as we go on. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. So you'll want to go there to learn more about the healings and more about Ron. Also, you can contact us here for having your questions answered on the radio shows by sending an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com, or you can go to the BBS radio station webpage of Ron's, and you'll see a link to the Weebly Fast Chat page, and you can go in there and send a message. And that actually comes right into the email for all the co-hosts to see. Ron would always, as always, enjoys hearing from people who were on any of the healing calls, or even how you may have felt from some samples. He did a few sample healings on last night's radio show, and Ron really enjoys hearing about how people are feeling and responding to those healings. And it's Saturday, so that means later in the show, Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship to experience, the lightship and its amazing beauty and healing energy, but also you are invited to request a physical healing. So you'll want to think about what that is ahead of time and perhaps write it down. That's my favorite thing to do, because you need to communicate to the light being doctors, or you'll feel good, you'll get peace energy, but you won't really have your issue worked on if you don't tell them what it is. And another thing is you may request, through the methods I just said, any things of nature you'd like to experience this evening on the light ship. We already have some requests, so keep them coming in. And welcome, everyone. Ron, on Friday, we have Paranormal Friday. So before I get into the testimonials and things about today, I wanted to read one email that I missed from a listener from the UK, if that's all right with you. So this listener writes, I can corroborate Ron's observations about the weirdness of last week. I really felt out of whack and many strange things happened. It's also very hot here in the UK, around 30 degrees, which is very unusual, and it has been like this for weeks, pretty unbearable. I saw an interesting video from China, which was very sinister. A robot played the piano after hearing a human playing one piece just once and played it faster than the human, but it didn't feel like music. There was no emotion. So he's just sharing that with us. And then I want to ask, too, if I can still be a soldier, even though I have enormous issues with health at the moment. Thank you so much. Do take care of yourself. Blessings.
You can still be a soldier. I think the gentleman's enlisted already.
Yeah.
So it's for medical assistance if you have health issues. But maybe your team will be able to assist you with, some more healing.
Great.
Anybody's enlisted, and you have had a condition, situation, whatever it would be. If you have asked for help and asked, maybe you could let us know how they facilitated a healing session for you. You might know what they did, or maybe you just said, man, I got a sore throat and I can't get rid of it, and maybe the next day you woke up and it's gone. So anything like that would be kind of neat to hear. So back to you.
Okay. So I'm going to go on and read some other emails, Ron, especially the ones that have come in so far about today's healing. And what Ron did today is take some old alien controlling equipment out of us, like hydraulics and hoses and poisons that were left over. And he does do special, he does live healing calls often. He does them every month. So if you're just tuning in and you weren't on today's call, don't fret, because it will likely come around again at some point in the future, and there will be others. So this is the place to get the latest news, along with signing up for Ron's email announcements, which you can also do on his website, creationlightship.com. Okay, here goes, Ron. Right after the healing today, I had a commitment to have dinner with a neighbor. My energy was so high, I could hardly contain it. I felt like I was 35 years younger. My body is still vibrating with so much energy 3 hours later.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
I won't eat much.
Oh. Right. And here's another one about today, Ron. Dear Ron, thank you so much for today's healing call. It was incredible. Major sweeping cleanup for me. Wow. During this healing session, I went to pee a lot, and at the end of healing, my pee was clear as water. My lower back is so much better. My body is still buzzing with healing energy. The visual was incredible. Interacting with light beings was so amazing, words cannot describe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace and blessings.
Well, so, very welcome. Right?
Yeah, and that's so nice that this person was able to see the light beings, as I know many of our listeners do. And I think having a vision like that is a kind of double-edged sword, because sometimes you see wonderful things like the light beings, and sometimes you probably end up seeing awful alien things that you wish you didn't have to see. Okay. Well, this evening when we go to the light ship, there are usually people who can see what's happening there as well, like they really see things. So please write in and share that with us, because we really enjoy hearing that, those of us especially who don't really see what's going on. We feel the energy, of course, but we don't really see the details. Okay, another one, skin clone and hydraulics call. Ron, the call today was exceptional. The hydraulics and the brain calls have been tremendous. Thanks for all you do.
You're welcome. Great.
And, oh, on the Sunday intensive, which is tomorrow, I might as well just bring that up right now. Ron is doing another live healing call tomorrow. It starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All the information, again, is on his website right at the top. You can still sign up. You register for that through PayPal. You will receive a phone number with a PIN, and you call in. And it's tomorrow is actually a six-hour call. We'll be experiencing healings on the light ship. So recently, Ron, you've been doing some special work on the intensive, and this listener is wondering if you have anything unique for us planned for tomorrow.
Nothing planned. We'll have to see if I do anything that's different. I'll know tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Here's another one. Clone skin particle removal. Clone skin particle removal was awesome today, and I have strong cravings for ice cream. Is it just me, or the cravings for sweets is part of the body reaction to healings?
Well, I don't know. Ice cream's always good to have.
Yeah, I don't know if we've heard that one before. Maybe we have. Okay.
As long as it's chocolate, that's good.
I agree. Okay, here's another testimonial about today. Hi, Ron. Last week, my car received an auto maintenance job that included oil and lube work. That is, removal and replacement of the old oil, fluids, and grease. Well, today, I received a complete body workover, too. Poison and fluid removal, joints, bones, blood, veins cleared or removed, and things removed or neutralized. Wow. I feel great and already see the veins reduced. My blood is tingling, my body vibrating, and my skin is scrubbed. This is the best ever clearing since you did the organ restoration healing last month. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
yeah, I wanted to have this call be a really nice call. I guess they're all nice. So, you know, I did a lot of clearings counting to 100. I don't know how many, you know, 20, 30 maybe. I don't know, but... a lot of energy going forth. What I'll probably do tomorrow is have people, I think we did this on the Thursday call. Thursday, Friday, we had them go in with a special healing room that we created recently. And you have this golden disc come to you. And then you either put your left to right hand on it, face up, face down, and then you put your other hand onto your body for healing. But I'll do that right now for everybody so you can get an idea of what it's like as a sample. This will not work on the archives. So here you go. So if you're just listening and you want to experience this, you can. So I would say if you can, have your palm up on your right hand. And then we're going to put this disc on your palm of your hand. And you could do it face down, but I think face up might be best for you. And this disc is, the weight of this is pretty heavy. You may not feel the weight on it, but it's typically about 5 pounds. And it's sort of like the size of maybe a donut, maybe 4 or 5 inches in diameter. Maybe an inch thick, and it reads your energy, and it also transmits the healing energy that it puts out into your body, and it can be used and connected to your hand. So right now I'm putting it on your right hand as it's facing upwards. You're connected. You might feel your hand buzzing. Now, your left hand you can put somewhere on your body if you have owie or just want to do something for a little more healing energy. I'd say if you feel perfectly fine, just put it on your heart. And so here we go. I'll activate that energy on your left hand, the palm of your hand, which is touching your body somewhere. And I'll count to 100, and then we'll disconnect this energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So I'll let you sit with this. We can do some talking. I guess about 23 after, so 7 minutes. And it'll be fully activated in your left hand. So put your left hand where you have some always. You can move it around if you wish. There's no need for you to request anything. Just, you know, relocate your hand on your body. And we'll just do some talking here, whatever, you know, Ann has as far as testimonials and things. And so you're able to listen and just move your hand around. Ann, that's you.
Okay. That's wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much. And a listener wrote in and said, oh, could you do a sample of that for us? And you were already doing it. So I know everyone really appreciates that. Okay, we have a question about today's call. Dear Ron, myself, my mother, and my cat were on the clone skin healing call today. However, near the end of the call, my cat started to hide in a corner like she was feeling unwell. Later, she started to vomit and has vomited again in the last 30 minutes. I was wondering, is my cat having a reaction to having poisons, etc., removed from her body, or is this just a coincidence? As she's normally a healthy cat. She's still hiding in corners, and I'm a bit concerned. Can you see what that is causing her to suddenly be unwell?
Boy. It feels like it's releasing toxins. I would just say to see how, you know, how she works tonight, that works out the energies, and tomorrow. So...
Good.
That's what
so
it looks like to me, a toxin release.
Right. Yeah, that's probably going to turn out really great. Like tomorrow, the cat will feel really wonderful. Okay. So someone wrote in a testimonial. I think people who've done a lot of your healings would agree with me, Ron, that it takes some time. In fact, you didn't mention that today on the healing call. It may not take time to integrate the healings into your body, though it could, but it may take time to sort of realize how you've changed, how your life has changed from them. So somebody wrote in today about the spirit retrieval call. Hi, Ron. Since starting Creation Lightship Healings, I have overcome obesity and had been beginning to walk every day, then added in a few hikes. Since the spirit retrieval call, I have energy I have never experienced before. It is truly a new me. Every morning, I can't wait to get out and move my body. I continue to heal and strengthen. Thank you.
Yep, that's great.
And another thing that if you happen to miss that amazingly powerful call, Ron has agreed that he'll start doing those quarterly. So that's one that's we don't have the exact date for yet, but it's already planned for September. And so we have that to look forward to because it's really another really wonderful call. Okay, here's another one about today. Today's hydraulic, etc., clearing. Ron, the special healing call you did for us today was awesome. I had no idea there was so much garbage in my body left from the nasty alien controls. I fell asleep for part of the time, Woke Near the End. I want to especially thank you for clearing poisons from our infection body and the mind of our bodies, as well as allowing us additional time for healing on the light ship. Look forward to noticing health and vibrancy improvements in the coming days. Thanks for everything.
Great, you're welcome.
Okay.
So we got maybe a couple minutes left, so move your hand around, everybody.
Thank you for that reminder, Ron. Okay, here's another. Enlisted absentee, thank you for today's call. I had good rest and relaxation. I fell asleep the second hour. Am I enlisted absentee? Just in case I sleep, I asked loud in the beginning of the call. Blessings.
Yes, all good. All is good.
Okay, great. And another thing, clone particle hydraulic hoses and poison. Could you go further by doing the brain and heart and nervous system and digestive systems as it connects to the immune system?
Yeah, I might have to do another call on that way. I did work with some of those areas, so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like since you cleared, as that one testimonial said, you cleared the mind of the body and the infection body, that would have taken care of a lot of that, wouldn't it, if he had any infection or?
Yes, I would assume so, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, that felt fairly thorough to me, but, you know, that's something we can, I guess, keep open or keep in mind. Okay. I'm going to move on to some questions. Someone has a request for you to repeat a clearing. I missed the time you had people pick a favorite time in their life, mostly when carefree. Could you do that again or offer a deeper version for our future special conference call? Thank you.
Yeah, that I could do. Uh-huh. Maybe you could jot that down.
Okay.
And we'll see what we can do. We have so much that we can do. I might have to maybe do... maybe a couple of these a month, maybe, to help people out who want different types of healings, maybe even three. Maybe all the Saturdays will be booked up with different healings. I know I want to do the one for the paint on your walls, putting light into the paint. So, you know, we could maybe schedule that... I don't know, maybe a month and a half, 2 months away. So people, if they are choosing to, repaint their house, we can do that. I can make the house that they're in, we can put some more energy and have it light onto the now timeline. We did those two calls. So that would probably be, if I do them, probably back-to-back, maybe two Saturdays. Do the paint first, and then make the, you know, your room, if you wish, or your house. I think we had two different ways of doing that, and those I'd like to do over again, too. So it's very possible, with all that we can do, we might be doing something maybe every Saturday, a couple-hour calls. So back to you, Ann.
That's sounds great to me, Ron. And for the past few months, you have been doing two a month. And if you amped it up to three or four, that would be really wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, there's so much that we have done in the past. Maybe somebody could maybe jot down, maybe you even have it, Ann, of all the different types of calls we've done. And I know people have asked to do calls over again, or they missed out. And we'll just see how that transpires.
Right. Well, we do hear from people, Ron, and we co-hosts do try to save those. So when you, you know, are planning your schedule, you know, we do have them. And so, yes, we'll kind of, and I wrote down the two we just talked about. So we'll see about scheduling them.
Yep, wonderful.
Okay. Someone has a question. I have a recording of Ron saying the 12 source energies and stopping time. It's a recording that's about 6 minutes long and has shrink wrap on it, too. I play it on my phone as I drive. Is it okay to play this so it runs over and over again? Thanks.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. Just make sure that you're conscious. Sometimes as you get put into the present moment and you're out of time, you know, you might not be as alert. That's a possibility. So driving and stuff, you know, you want to make sure that you're fully alert when you're driving. So anyway, that's the only thing that, you know, if it was a concern at all, you want to make sure that you're fully present, which is what you are, but you might be in so much peace, you know, you don't want to slack off on your driving because you're peaceful. So back to you.
Right, right. Yes, good point there, Ron. Okay, another one is here from, regarding the skin clone and hydraulics call. Ron, the call today was exceptional. The hydraulics and the brain calls have all been tremendous. Thanks for all you do.
Great. You're welcome.
Okay, and here's another question from a listener. Hi, Ron. Okay, I need the straight skinny here. I am creating products that I will be selling off my websites and other sources such as Amazon. Actually, I have one product for sale now on Amazon. So is there a clearing that can be done to protect us when using the Internet for financial gain, or will you be developing a clearing to help us out? I recently learned that using Alexa is not a good thing. I actually bought an educational course to develop Alexa skills to learn, only to learn that it's not good. Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
Is it that energy? Just see what's going on.
Okay.
At this moment, I don't have an answer.
Right. Maybe.
If you get into the now timeline, you know, that gets rid of a lot of problems. So you want to stay in the timeline. Remember, your problems come from being in the or on, say, the old Earth. And that's where you have duality. And the new Earth doesn't have duality. Some people don't understand. They can't sense the new Earth older. I can tell you that just when life seems to work for you, then you tell them that new Earth because you're not having any confrontation and not having any energy to upset you. Remember, the darkness on the old Earth is all energy of law of cause and effect. It's all from one extreme to the other. So kind of just know that if you have a situation going on, far on the old Earth, and you want to get out on the new Earth, which is peace energy. So either you're peaceful or you're not. And if you're not peaceful, then you know you're in the wrong place. And that's kind of, I guess, the easiest way to put it here. And you cannot think your way into the new or old Earth. You're either there or you're not.
Okay. Ron, you kind of just went off there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You kind of, your voice cut out there.
Okay. Am I okay now?
Now you're good, yes.
Okay, yeah. So just know that you want to be on the new Earth. And when you're out of duality, you're automatically there. It's that simple. Then you're in peace. And let's try to, you know, keep peaceful. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. A listener wrote in, request for a creativity sample. Greetings. I am learning to play an instrument, the guitar. Please ask Ron for a sample creativity clearing, as learning is difficult. Thank you.
Boy. Okay, here we go. You need to think of something that might, that you want to create with your creativity, and I'll just see if we can clear some of the energy away to help support you with your endeavor. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, and back to you.
Okay, the creativity clearing, Ron, well, Ron just did a sample of that, and thank you, Ron, but also it is a whole life healing available on Ron's website, and perhaps we could hear from some people who have done that, and they could let us know what results they've had. And it's interesting that that came up after the person asked about their Amazon, you know, selling things online. Mightn't the creativity clearing be helpful for that? Because whether you're making the product you're selling or not, you're still being creative. You're having your own business, you know, and that might take some of the, I don't know, cording and et cetera off if you put your item that you're selling into your creativity clearing. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea to me, yes.
Okay. One listener wrote in, yes to all the Saturday ideas, yes, yes, yes. So no surprise there. Okay, here's a question. Can Ron do a spine restoration, or is that part of the skeletal healing?
It can be part of the skeletal healing. Yeah. I cannot do that clearing or sample of that right now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
okay.
You might go in and, you know, go into the body jump start, and that could very possibly help you.
That's a great idea. And you did mention the spine today. When you did the skeleton call, and I was just remembering, I'm trying to find it. We have a testimonial about that call I wanted to read too. Let me just try to find it now. Here it is. So yes, I just wanted to remind you, Ron, that when you did that skeletal clearing, I remember you specifically bringing up the spine. And you, I believe, have done that call before, and that's another one that's likely to come around again. But we have a testimonial. Dear Ron, thank you for the skeletal healing call this past June. During the call, I felt compelled to lay on my stomach and sit up on my elbows. I experienced gentle movement all down my spine. Every vertebrae had an opening. So relaxing, and I have noticed an improvement in my posture. I even feel taller.
Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for writing in. Just a quick reminder before we go to the lightship, if there are any special things of nature you would like to experience the source energy of, please send in your requests. And, okay. So the person that wrote in asking about selling their product online, Ron, had difficulty hearing what you said, and they say, I do run the Be Here Now when I develop projects. Can you paraphrase what you said before? Again, rather.
I can't, no.
Well, another thing I would add is anything you're before you ship things, I would object clear them all. I think that would help.
Yeah, I'm too much in the moment.
Okay.
To repeat something. And I'm still working with energy from the call today for people.
Right, and also the healing that you did for us, where we put our hand on our hearts or some other parts of our bodies. Did you want to check in with that again, Ron, or is that complete?
Well, that actually, stopped. Maybe people can give us a testimonial on that.
Okay.
Or even send me something, and I can put it to CLS questions. But had a lot of energy work today, so let's go to the light ship, Ann.
Okay, great.
So here we go. We're going to go there. This only works live for people listening. And if you happen to be on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. And you can hear what rooms we have and, what happens as far as your healings, if you're interested in see what it's about. But you must come on the call live to experience it. So if you're on an archive and you're in another country, and maybe right now, it's 12 hours difference or something, and you may just want to get up early on Saturdays to experience this year. And it might even be Sunday your time. So here we go. Let's do a clearing to get you centered. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to go to the light ship so you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And I'll count to 5 to bring you up there. You're going to be out of time, experiencing being bilocated. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to go into the different healing rooms. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. So they may change instantly. So here we go. Let's go into the first room, which is what we always go into, the hot tub room. And there could be different types of, maybe we'll use the word mud, different types of textures of the water. Right now, I'm seeing a lot of silver energy, so we must be in the silver hot tubs. And there's other colors, too, and different types of rooms, so this is for detox. And I'll have Ann request for you, the people that sent in your requests for different rooms. So what's the first request, Ann?
Okay, Ron, I thought the first one, since a person, they didn't request this, but since someone's kitty isn't feeling well, I thought maybe it'd be nice to go into the cats and kittens room.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to be in that room with a bunch of probably different types of cats. And here we go. 1, request your personal healing for yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room.
The white snow owl room.
Oh, that's nice. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
The dragon room.
Oh, good. Here comes the dragons. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next room?
The pink salt caves for respiratory function.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger.
And next room? Okay.
Yep.
Floating magnesium bath for muscle rejuvenation and relaxation.
Okay. Connecting. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that feels pretty good. And we'll do 2 more rooms, Ann.
Okay. The floating magnet room.
Oh, that's a nice room. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
And the waterfall room.
Okay, so you have a choice of all different types of waterfalls. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. So we'll come back from the light ship. And you're getting your animal, pets, flower, garden, plants. And all your items that you brought up are coming back with you. And I'll count to five to bring you back here. You're going to feel the energy change around your body, and you're going to sense change with your surroundings. So here we go, coming back. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and so we got maybe about 10 minutes to go here, so.
Okay. A listener wrote in regarding the, thank you for that wonderful trip to the lightship, Ron. It's very wonderful and relaxing. Okay. The person that wrote in about working, selling things on the internet. We have another listener wrote in, unlimited prosperity empowerment. In the prosperity regular and deluxe package for the person creating products to sell on the internet, also use the remote viewing disconnection for Alexa. So that's a great suggestion, two great suggestions. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's great, yes.
Yeah. Okay. We got in also a testimonial about the creativity whole life healing. I ran this a few years ago and found myself with latent talents emerging. For example, I have become the home and office decorator and arranged things in a harmonious fashion which feels peaceful. I have more sense of style than I realized. This is just one of the approaches creativity has emerged that I am relying on, that I am relaying so others can relate to it. And thank you very much for that. I think I remember getting other testimonials too from people that find they're much more creative and doing new things, and they have new hobbies and just find out about new artistic endeavors, and it's wonderful. But it can also just help you at your job. You might I feel like that's happened to me. I feel more organized and like, oh, I could do this way, or fix that way, and just things flow better. Oops, I just got, unfortunately, a room request, so I apologize. Send that again next Saturday. Okay. Let me open our new. Okay. Some of these messages are repeating for some reason tonight. There we go. Oh, dear, another room request. I'm so sorry that we missed those. Okay. So someone has a question about the timeline crashes, Ron. A couple of questions, actually. I know what a tangent timeline is, but what is a vortex timeline?
That's probably where they take you to the beyond and you get lost.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't. And I don't know, are the vortexes actually timelines again? I mean, also timelines, because when I do the timeline crashes, I usually write, just remove all vortexes.
Yeah, you don't want to be on any type of timeline, so regardless of what you put down, there are different types that are created to steal your energy. Yeah, that's the basic thing that they do to you. And then you're living lifetimes on those, wondering, what's wrong with you, probably when you're there. So you could be brought into a timeline in the blink of an eye, and it could look just like it was, you know, 5 minutes ago with your wife, but you're in a different situation, and you're experiencing something on a timeline that you would not normally experience from the last one. So you can be jerked continuously on two other timelines, and they just kind of commingle and exist. And you could be running samples with the aliens of which one is the one that will give them the most energy. And they can create the exact scene that you're looking at out of your eyes, and you won't even know that you're that you've been, you know, taken. And there's different outcomes for each timeline. So that's the way it works. And that's why you can always change the timeline and request maybe to the aliens, because they're going to get you regardless if you're on a timeline. And you could probably request that you want to have a happy timeline and let them steal your energy of being happy rather than having you, skin your knee or, you know, do something that's harmful to your body and have a problem. So that's one way to look at it. You can also know that you're going into a situation and you can change the outcome because the situation is there and the situation is always in flux. And it depends how you connect to that. I worked with a person who needed some help desperately with the tax issue. The person needed to have this person connect with them. And they had a deadline coming up, and the person wasn't really responding in a timely manner, probably because they were too busy. So I told the person to get on a timeline with this other person that they need to connect to only, just to have you and them on that timeline and keep holding the energy for that. And lo and behold, maybe the person was waiting for a month for the person to contact them, and they needed something done, I think, by this weekend. And they kept holding the space for them to connect with them on a timeline that they were creating. And lo and behold, the person called them, I think, 10 o'clock at night the other night to facilitate what she needed to have done. So that's the way you can work with the timeline to be beneficial for you. So back to you.
Wow. Okay, Ron. Thanks. That's really terrific. Somebody has another question about timelines while we're on this subject. In the advanced timeline crash, the newer one that's unlimited, it does say in the space, enter a non-emotional issue. If you want to clear an emotional issue, though, can you do that, the person is asking, or should they go back to buy the one-month timeline crash to do an emotional issue?
I don't see any problem with, doing that. So, yeah, you could do that on that clearing.
Yeah, I believe that is what you said, have said. I think you just wanted to kind of show a different option, not ban, doing, because I know I mostly do physically oriented ones now, but I have done emotional, and they're good. Okay, so Ron, it's interesting you just brought up something financial, kind of, and someone has a question. The financial workshop that was done, that was going to be repeated, are there any plans for that yet? And is there any way to reach the person? Like, can people contact that person who ran the financial workshop that you hosted?
I don't know at this moment. Everything is changing, so there might be another workshop. I don't know. I'll have to check on that. So I really can't give any information on that, because I don't know.
Right. So just as we've said in the past, just stay tuned to the shows, and when something comes up, And I don't think there's any, I think you are welcome to contact that person, so just send your request to clsquestions@bbsradio.com and I'll forward it for you or send you her email or something. Okay. Okay, hi Ron. I have been participating in this month's 7-hour conference calls on Sundays. My question is, since tomorrow I will be working and unable to listen to the call, how will this work for me? Thank you very much.
Well, you'll be on the call, definitely, and whatever we do, you'll be having that session. You might have a little delayed energy on it because absentee people, normally it takes, the light beams don't give you everything because you're not on the call. So it might take 3 days to have the integration for whatever we do on the call when you're live, and then things happen instantly. So I would just look forward to maybe having your life change a little bit each day, and maybe, through Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to probably feel a change from the Sunday call. And it's like it's that time, Ann, so...
Great. May I just make one other suggestion,
sure.
Ron, for the person that's going to be absentee tomorrow? I would write down, you could leave it in front of the light being on your computer at home, or because you're at work, you probably can't tape it on you, but I'd write a note of what you'd like the light beings to work on, and I'd also put out 4 or 5 glasses of water, like a peaceful sleep water, and label them, and when you come home, they'll be charged up for you.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody. You just say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And to facilitate that action, we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. And thank you, all the ladies behind the scenes who are helping out. And we'll see you later. Hopefully, we'll see you on the call tomorrow. That starts at 11 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.